Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. We open this 570th episode of a program that we affectionately call Neon Jazz, with NEA Jazz Master Saxophonist Dave Liebman with his cover of John Coltrane's untitled original off his 1993 CD called The Music of John Coltrane. It was a hero of his. David was born in Brooklyn, New York, and after contracting polio as a kid, he began classical piano lessons at 9 and the clarinet and saxophone by the age of 12. He was born for music. His interest in jazz was sparked by seeing none other than John Coltrane perform live in the flesh in New York City at joints like Birdland, Village Vanguard, and The Half Note. How can you not shake that? Throughout high school and college, Dave pursued jazz by studying with saxophone guru Joe Allard and veteran cats like Lenny Tristano and Charles Lloyd. He would go on to graduate from New York University with a degree in American history. That's just the kind of cat he is. And ultimately, and thankfully, he devoted himself full-time to the pursuit of being a jazz artist. Over the years, he has played with everyone and learned from them all. From Miles Davis to Elvin Jones to the great Chick Corea, the list is massive. And that has led him to a prolific amount of albums. He's been featured on over 500 recordings. And recently, we were very fortunate to catch up with Dave and talk about a great many things. And of all of his stories, anecdotes, and reflections that are very profound, this is one of them.
And people who like jazz, they by and large are pretty hip people. You know, they are, you know, the music is so, has such humanity in it that why would one be attracted to it unless they were really interested in the feeling about it? There's no monetary rewards. It's not going to be played on the jukebox or in your car necessarily. But you do it because you love the music, and that's 99% of the people in this music are really in it because they love it, and they will not give up the ship easily. That's for sure.
Along with the music, his teaching has taken him to universities and clinic settings around this globe of ours. His expertise on several instruments, along with a very profound ability to articulate the intricacies of the jazz language, the aesthetic, and technique, he has created a whole new crop of jazz cats around the world, and I mean that. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a pretty hip little joint in the middle of the American map, making jazz and living that modern-day Renaissance scenario with a fertile crop of singers and players right here in Kansas City, Missouri, aged and ready to dispense our jazz goods your way. So drum legend Elvin Jones had some serious sway in the direction David would take in his life, becoming a legend himself. And as we go into the tune Familiar Ground, circa 1997, have a listen to Dave talk about the master.
And with Elvin, who precedes Miles in my dossier, Elvin was like, okay, take one, that's it. You know, with him, I realized that you might not have a second chance.
Wow.
A lot of those guys are just, you know, one-take guys. I mean, they figured if you're going to take a second take, you're going to copy yourself. And they had, you know, there's some logic to what they said, but that was really a lot of pressure. My first recordings were with Elvin, and, you know, after the first session, the record Genesis, I said, holy cow, man, how can I keep this? How do I know which take they're going to use? You don't know if you do a second take. So that was quite a learning experience also with Elvin.
We'll be right back.
to you all. This is saxophonist Dave Lieben, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Mr. Joe Domino.
That was the leader of the proverbial jazz march as we know it, Mr. Miles Dewey Davis III, with the 1947 tune, The Way You Look Tonight. Of all of the musicians that I've interviewed over the years that have played with Miles, there is always a wide and varied view on him as both a man and as a player. But the resounding sentiment from all of those cats is that they were lucky to record with the mighty Miles. They revered him for his ability to assemble talent and orchestrate magic in the studio. And David was on the receiving end of both of that with Miles. So have a listen to him talk about something that he learned, those lessons in the studio.
What really taught me about the studio was my time with Miles, because, of course, I knew his history and knew everything about his recordings. But to watch him in the studio, how he was very improvisatory. I mean, the green light, you know, in the studio you have a green light, obviously, and a red light, and most people go, okay, take one, and the green light goes on, and at the end the red light goes on. Miles, as soon as you walked into the studio, the green light was on the whole time. And he would come up with, you know, he was just very, it was like his living room. He could be so comfortable in it.
Off the 2018 CD, The New York Sessions, we are in that New York state of mind around here. What do you think about that?
Huh?
You forgot you were here for a minute.
A New York state of mind.
I like it.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Stefan Spira, soprano sax and composer, born in Paris, living in New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
That was French-born, New York-based saxophonist Stefan Spira with the song Kaleidoscope off his 2018 CD called New Playground. So he grew up with jazz the old school way and late-night jams and cutting sessions. His jazz career has taken him from 4 a.m. basement sessions in the underbelly of Paris through acclaimed collaborations with trumpeter Stéphane Belmondo and pianist Giovanni Mirabassi, to the cutting-edge scene of New York City, and that just keeps reverberating throughout this hour. And we recently caught up with him here at Neon Jazz, and he talked about how he initially fell for music in the beginning. Have a listen.
Making a bubble with music. I was drawn to music in a very at a very early stage in my life, and I was listening to a lot of music. I was really enthusiastic about music, but I was really building this on my own. Really, I was searching basically all the types of music that I love kind of on my own.
From a legendary sort of cat, trumpet, cornet, and guitar man with the bands of Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman. Nothing to sneeze at there, huh, John Christopher? Wait, what was that sound?
Yeah.
A gazoo tight.
You caught me in the middle of looking at some of the buttons here. Carry on.
So this cat played with legends back in the 30s and early 40s, and this is the great Bobby Hackett, and he knew a thing about tuners and little knobs. This is the tune Midnight Becomes You off the 1965 LP with the exact same name, as we keep this jazz arc moving right on up into the sky.
My name is Matt Cain, New York jazz drummer, originally from Kansas City, and you're tuned in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the Hannibal, Missouri-born New York City jazz drummer Matt Cain, a great friend of the show and a wonderful musician, with the cut Infinite Six off his latest 2018 CD, The Other Side of the Story. This 47-year-old journeyman drummer is at a point in his career where he takes charge from behind the drums as a jazz artist, a composer, and a band leader. The Other Side of the Story is his fourth full album and his very first with entirely original compositions. And the album was produced by his mentor, master drummer Michael Carvin. So to celebrate this album's release, he came through Kansas City to spend two nights at the Great Black Dolphin right next to the Green Lady Lounge for a CD release party. So as we hear the music from night two, it was a wonderful show. Let's have a listen to Matt talk to Neon Jazz about this project.
Musicians that I respect so heavily and have Carvin there, and to do it in a legendary studio, it's a different kind of payoff than playing a great gig, because it's something that is a legacy builder. So I feel like I have stamped something into antiquity. That's one of the best feelings. And to have done it with people that elevated it, it's by far the most rewarding thing I've ever been a part of. I don't even know if I can wrap my head around it right now. I'm still kind of in the thick of it, and in a few years I'll be able to look back on it a little bit and kind of assess it.
And this next cut on the show was kind of put in last minute. This is the amazing Grammy Award-winning jazz trumpeter Roy Hargrove with the tune What's New off his 1994 CD Approaching Standards. So we lost Roy suddenly and tragically on November 2nd, 2018. He was only 49 years old. And the world of jazz immediately responded to this and paid their respects to a prolific master. And this was one of those guys that felt it in every fiber of what he gave on the bandstand. He was magical when he was up there, and this is what he did. I reached out to Hammond B3 organist Chris Hazleton to talk about Roy, and it was the right guy to talk to. Have a listen to the lasting impact of Roy as we go into what's new.
The thing that that really has struck me throughout my career about Roy, both living in New York and living here in KC, is that he was never above the hang. I would see him at clubs all the time, just supporting, you know, younger musicians and other musicians. You know, he would sit in if it was appropriate to do so. The last couple times he was in KC, he stopped at several clubs and sat in with a lot of us local guys. But, you know, he just lifted bandstands to a whole other level as soon as he stepped on, or even when he was just in the room.
We'll be right back.
7B3 organist Chris Hazleton. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
That was the mighty Oscar Peterson Trio with Sweet Georgia Brown off the Norman Granz Presents Jazz at the Philharmonic Carnegie Hall Concert September 13th, 1952. And I actually kind of ran into this by going down to, of all places, the American Jazz Museum here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And they had a whole bunch of albums on the wall, and they kept having an allusion to this. And I've always known about Norman Granz, but this collection here, the Philharmonic collection, it's beautiful.
Well, are you going to track something off that?
Absolutely.
Well, okay.
So
I thought you were setting it up there.
So
you brought the script, remember?
That's exactly. So this is Oscar Peterson, but Norman was a very big figure in the jazz scene from the period of 1947 to 1960. And during that period, there was these people that had money and somehow they got into the fold. So he was the founder of five record labels and dubbed the most successful impresario in the history of jazz. And most importantly, he was known for his anti-racist position and for integrating audiences. He was huge about that. The series of the Philharmonic stands as a towering statement to not only his contribution to jazz, but to all of the big names at the time, and it was a wonderful series. From a living legend on the keys and still going strong at 82 years of age, this is a good friend of the show. This is the great Harold Mayberry with the cut, raking and scraping off the double CD set, The Iron Man, and he is live at Smoke. They're off Broadway in New York City.
Raking and scraping.
Get in there and do it, kids.
That's a bumper sticker, too.
Like it. Thank you. Again, that was the great and mighty Harold Mayberm doing it, as he always does, live at Smoke Jazz in New York City, raking and scraping. And that's about our cue to do the same thing as we end episode 570 here on the show. And this one comes from jazz composer and producer Milos Jozic, or simply known as Miki, out of Serbia. He reached out to us. We're so glad that he did, all the way out there in Serbia. This is the tune Forest Funk, and it has a great feeling to it. It's off his latest 2018 CD, Next Last Chance, and we all deserve one here on Election Day. And this is certainly apropos to end this hour of music on. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And you voted for it. Thanks for voting. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that's always raking and scraping with the best of them, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Huh?
My God, am I on? Is this microphone hot? Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on, what you dig. From 571 on, we're here. And even right now, neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time.
Beat the thing.
Aha, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.